Pray in silence.
默祷。
Amen. In the name of Jesus, we begin this evening prayer session by singing hymn 496. 496.
奉主之圣名开始今天的晚祷会，请唱诗496首。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主之圣名在这里说话。
Once again, I give thanks to God that we are able to continue with our study.
再次感谢赞美天上的神，我们能够在这里一起聚集学习。
I believe that deep in your heart, you really want to serve the Lord.
我相信在每一个人的心中。我们都真的很希望能服侍神。
That's why you are here today to attend the AMC training.
这也是为什么我们今天都聚在这里参加非洲志工的训练。
And I also believe that some of you who have been here previously must have been touched by the love of Jesus Christ.
而我也相信在座有些之前有参与过的，你们心中都被神的爱所感动。
In fact, every time when I'm here, I'm touched by your presence.
事实上，当我每次来到这里，看到你们，我会被你们感动。
Because your presence here speaks volumes of your faith and zeal for the Lord.
因为你们能够来到这里，就告诉我们，你们是的，你们，神在你们心中的地位以及价值。
Because you're willing to take time out to come here to study the word of God together.
因为你们愿意拿出自己的时间来到这里学习神的话。
If this had not been the motivation of God, who can come here?
如果不是神在我们心中动工，有谁能够来这里呢？
So we find that to serve the Lord, we need to be constantly stirred up by God.
所以我们发觉要来服侍神，我们必须要不断的被神所激动。
This motivation must come from God Himself.
而这样子服事的动机必须要由神而来。
God has the power to stir us up.
因为只有神有能力来激动我们的心。
Sometimes we think of ways to stir up our faith.
有时候我们要试着用一些自己的方法来复兴自己的信仰。
We try very hard to stir up our faith.
我们很努力的试着要提升自己的灵性。
But we must understand that this motivation, this stirring up must come from the Lord himself.
但是我们要能够认清这种激励自己的信仰要靠着神才有可能。
Just like God stir up the heart of King Cyrus to summon God's people to go back to Jerusalem to build its temple.
就像神激动塞鲁士王让他的百姓回去重建圣殿。
The work of stirring up belongs to God.
因为这种激动人心的工作是由神而来的。
Now we can look at a few examples from the scriptures.
我们可以从圣经里面来看一些例子。
We first turn to Exodus chapter 35.
请看出埃及记35章。
Exodus chapter 35.
出埃及记35章。
This chapter talks about the contribution made by the chosen ones of God to build the tabernacle.
在这里三十五章提到的是由神百姓的奉献要来建造会幕。
We first read verse 5.
请看第五节。
Chapter 35, verse 5.
出埃及记三十五章第五节。
Take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord, gold, silver, and bronze.
第五节，你们中间要拿礼物献给主，凡乐意献的，可以拿主的礼物来，就是金银铜。
This is an instruction given by Moses to the people.
这是从摩西所交代给以色列会众的。
The instruction was very simple.
这整个摩西所交代的非常简单。
Whoever is of a willing heart,
只要任何有心的人
，let him bring in as an offering to the Lord gold, silver, and bronze.
都可以很乐意的将要给神的礼物带到这里来。
So After the instruction, we find that these people they brought in a lot of things to come before Moses.
在摩西吩咐百姓之后，我们可以看到百姓被感动，带了很多的礼物来。
We can read verse 21.
我们请看二十一节。
Chapter 35, verse 21.
出埃及记三十五章二十一节。
Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting.For all his service and for the holy garments.
二十一节，凡心里受感和甘心乐意的，都拿神的礼物来，用以做会幕和其中一切的所用，又用以做圣衣。
So many people actually came to offer what they have to God.
事实上，很多人都聚集将他们所有的献给神。
Men and women, young and old, they came.
不管是男的、女的、老的、少的，都来了。
They brought earrings, nose ring, rings and necklaces and jewelry of gold, and they offered all this to the Lord.
他们将金器、银器、胸针、耳环、戒指、手镯都献给神。
Not only that, all those gifted artisans, they also offered up their skill, their time and effort.To the building up of the tabernacle.
他们不只是献上物质上的礼物，同时也献上自己的巧工及各项的手艺，来帮忙建立会幕。
Those who are willing to build the tabernacle of God, the Spirit of God moved in them.
而凡是有心要为神做工、乐意奉献的，神的灵就感动他们。
We see that this is a very wonderful passage.
我们看到这是一段很美好的经节。
Because they came together as one person to build the tabernacle.
因为他们如同一人来到神的面前，一同建立会幕。
The motivation within them maintained for a long time.
而这样的激动、这样的感动，在他们心中存留了很长的一段时间。
Until they completed the work that the Lord has instructed them to do.
一直直到他们完成了神所交代的工作。
We can turn to chapter 39.
我们看一下第三十九章。
Exodus chapter 39.
出埃及记三十九章。
That's all. Verse 32.
三十二节。
Chapter 39, verse 32.
出埃及记三十九章三十二节。
Thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so they did.
三十二节，帐幕就是会幕，一切的工就这样做完了。凡神所吩咐摩西的，以色列人都照样做了。
So they finished their work.
他们完成了所交代的事工。
Because God stirred them up.
因为神不断地感动他们。
On their part, because they possessed a willing heart.
而在他们的部分，这些会众都有一个奉献的心。
So when a person has a willing heart,
当一个人有愿做的心
，then we find that God will begin to work.
那我们就会看到神在他身上动工。
There is a question we need to ask ourselves here.
在这里我们需要问自己一个问题。
Where does this willingness come from?
这样的乐意奉献的心从哪里来？
Today we find that sometimes we don't have this willingness to serve.
有时候我们发现我们并没有这种乐意奉献的心来服侍神。
Maybe initially when we first received the Holy Spirit or when we first came to know the truth,
we are very much stirred up. 或许在一开始接触教会、接触真理或得到圣灵的时候，我们心中会有一股火热的心来激励我们。
Our willingness to serve God is beyond imagination.
在那个时候，我们服侍神的热心可能是现在所没有办法想象的。
We can offer any time.We can do whatever the church wants us to do.
我们愿意献上所有，不管是我们的时间，或者是我们愿意做教会所安排的一切事工。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 35.
请看出埃及记三十五章。
Exodus chapter 35.
出埃及记三十五章。
Before the instruction was given to the people, to build the tabernacle.
在盖会幕的要求还没有交代给百姓之前
，Moses actually spoke to them the word of God.
在一开始摩西跟百姓阐述了神的话。
We can see this in verse 4.
我们可以看三十五章第四节。
And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded."
第四节，摩西对以色列全会众说：“神所吩咐的乃是这样。”
Where does this willingness come from?
这样的乐意奉献的心从哪里来？
Here we find that first they must be gathered to listen.
首先他们要先聚集起来聆听。
To listen to the instruction of the Lord.
来聆听由神来的指示。
And then they must show respect to the instruction of the Lord.
并且要尊重由神来的指示。
When they respect God.
当他们尊重神，
obviously this heart of willingness will be generated，
很自然而然就会产生乐意奉献的心。
If they despise the command of the Lord，
如果他们不尊重神，
obviously they will not serve the Lord，
当然他们就没有能力来服侍神。
So when we talk about motivation，
所以当我们来谈到动机，
it has to come from a respect towards God，
而这样的动机必须要从尊重神开始。
It comes from a heart of fearing God，
是从我们敬畏神的心开始。
So when we fear God，
如果我们敬畏神，
then we find that we can do a lot for the Lord，
就会发现我们其实可以为神做许多的工作。
So today we thank God our brothers and sisters here do fear God a lot，
感谢神，今天在座的弟兄姐妹，我们真的是敬畏神的人。
When you gather here you listen to the word of God，
当我们聚集在这里听神的话。
We also believe that you obey the command of God，
我们也相信我们都遵守了神的命令。
That's why many of you have volunteered for the past year to go to Africa。
所以在座有很多人在去年都志愿到非洲去协助。
How many went to Africa last year? Seven。
去年有七个志工参与。
Seven, yeah。
去年有七个志工志愿参加协助非洲的圣工。
Ever since the MC training started, altogether there were 12 who have been to Africa.
从我们举行志工训练，非洲志工训练以来，已经有12个志工参与非洲的工作。
Last year, we have the most number who went to Africa, 7.
而去年我们有记录以来有最多的人参与，总共有七个人去。
So I believe that you are being constantly stirred up by the Lord.
我相信我们是不断的被神所激励的。
So I hope that our brothers and sisters here.
所以希望今年来参加的所有弟兄姐妹。
When we return to our own respective homes.
当我们回到各自的地方教会，各自的家。
We continue to fear God and respect God.
能够继续不断的敬畏神，尊重神。
In this way, I believe our willingness to serve God will be abundant.
我相信借着这样，我们就会更有乐意服侍的心。
Let's look at how。Haggai's chapter 1.
请看哈该书。
Haggai's chapter 1.
哈该书第一章。
We read verse 14.
哈该书第一章十四节。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 14.
哈该书第一章十四节。
So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnants of the people, and they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God.
哈该书第一章十四节。神激动犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下这百姓的心，他们就来为万军之神、万军之主他们的神的殿做工。
After the foundation of the temple has been laid, the building project has stopped for many years, for a period of about 16 years.
在他们立完圣殿的根基之后，这整个建筑的工程停顿了大约是16年。
Here the Bible says the Lord stir up the spirit of Zerubbabel and that of Joshua as well.
但是在这里，圣经说神激动犹大省长所罗巴伯的心。
Of course, we clearly see that this is the work of God.
当然，在这看得很清楚，这是神的工作。
When God chose to stir up, then the hearts of people will be stirred up.
当神决定要激动人的心，人的心就会被激动。
But is that the only reason?
但是这是唯一的原因吗？
But on the part of man, what should we do?
作为人的这个部分，我们所需要做的是什么？
We read the verse 12.
我们来看第十二节。
Haggai's chapter 1 verse 12.
哈该书第一章十二节。
Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest with all the remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet as the Lord their God has sent him and the people feared the presence of the Lord.
哈该书第一章十二节，那时撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓都听从主他们神的话和先知哈该奉主他们神差来所说的话， 百姓也在神面前存敬畏的心。
They had lost their faith altogether when opposition arose in their building of the temple.
当他们在建筑圣殿的工程当中遇到阻碍，他们失去了信心。
And they also have lost their willingness.
也失去了要为神做工的心。
But here we can see a remarkable turnaround in their faith.
但是在这里我们可以看到他们信仰上很大的转变。
Why?
为什么？
The answer is very simple.
这里的答案非常简单。
Because they obeyed the voice of the Lord.
因为在这里他们听从顺服了神的神发的声音。
When we can focus ourselves, concentrate ourselves on obeying the voice of the Lord.
当我们能够专注在听神的话，
then we can destroy all oppositions.
那我们就能够克服所有的阻挡与困难。
Nothing can stop us from serving God.
没有什么事情能够阻止我们来服侍神。
So obedience is very crucial in generating willingness to serve.
所以要产生顺服服侍神的心，顺服是非常重要的。
This is exactly what Zerubbabel and Joshua did.
这也是所罗巴伯以及约书亚所做的。
By their leadership, all the people, the remnants, those who returned to Jerusalem, followed the example.
在他们的带领之下，整个回归的剩余的百姓也都来到他们面前。
So today we must look for this motivation from God.
所以我们今天要从神那里找到这样服事的动机。
We must obey the voice, the word.
我们要顺服神的声音，就是圣经上的教训。
Because we believe that the word of God is living.
因为我们相信神的话是活泼的。
The word of God has enough power to change our heart.
神的话有力量来改变我们的心。
It can change our mindset.
能够改变我们的思想。
So that we can be given this heart of willingness to serve.
所以我们能够得到一颗愿意服侍神的心。
Apart from God's word and God himself,
除了神以及他的话以外，
there are also ways that our hearts can be stirred up.
还有其他的方法可以让我们得到激动。
In fact, the community itself is a way that can stir up our faith.
实际上参与一个团体也是能够感动我们或激动我们的方式。
Rather the church community, 教会的团体。
事实上，在教会的团体里面。
Because God put all of us here together.
今天神把我们大家都带到这里。
Just like what I said, your presence here stir me up.
就像我刚刚说的，能看到你们大家都来到这，让我很感动。
Just like the Bible also says.
就像圣经上所说的。
Our assembling together can stir up love and faith.
当我们聚集在一起，就能激动大家的爱与信心。
So we must look for ways from one another to stir up our faith and love.
所以必须要从彼此当中学习互相激励的方法。
We can turn to one example.
我们来看一个例子。
We turn to 2 Corinthians.
请看哥林多后书。
We turn to 2 Corinthians. We read chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章。
Second Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章。
We read verse 2.
第二节。
For I know your willingness about which I boast of you, to the Macedonian that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority.
哥林多后书第九章第二节，因为我知道你们乐意的心，常对马其顿人夸奖你们，说亚该亚人预备好了，已经有一年了，并且你们的热心激动了许多人。
Here it talks about the willingness of the members at Corinth to help stir up the zeal of the majority.
在这里说到这些信徒，他们乐意的心激动了许多人。
Paul even talked about this before the Macedonians.
甚至于保罗在马其顿人面前都提到这件事。
The good work has not even been done yet.
这样的善事还没有被还没有做出来。
They merely possess this intention to help.
只是这些信徒只是有这种想要帮忙的爱心。
And this intention was made known to the churches.
而这样的动机保罗将它跟教会分享。
As a result, the zeal was stirred up.
而这样，这里所说，光是他们的热心就激动了许多的人。
So from the community of faith, within the community of faith.
所以，如果我们存在，我们能够在一个信心的团体里。
We see that many brothers and sisters can actually stir our faith, our hope up, and our zeal for God.
我们可以看到许多弟兄姐妹的榜样，使我能够激动我们，让我们能够更有热心。
But the fact of the matter is that sometimes we are not moved at all.
但是事实上常常我们是没有办法被人感动的。
There's a question we need to ask ourselves.
这时候我们就需要问自己一个问题。
Why is it so?
为什么我们会这样？
There are so many wonderful examples in the church.
在我们身旁教会中有这么多美好的例子。
But we are not touched and we are not moved.
但是我们并没有被感动，更不会被激动。
Not only that, our faith keeps declining.
甚至于我们的信心不断的在衰退。
So I think there is a crucial reason.
我相信这其中有一个很要紧的理由。
It has a lot to do with our hearts.
这跟我们的心有直接的关系。
We turn to John.
请看约翰福音。
We turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
Here from verse 1 to verse 7.
约翰福音十二章。从第一节到第七节
Here it talks about the anointing at Bethany.
这里讲到是在伯大尼耶稣受膏
Mary took a pile of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus.
玛利亚拿了一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚
And wiped his feet with her hair.
又用自己的头发去擦
And the fragrance of the fragrance filled the house.
屋里就满了这膏的香气。
Look at the responses from the disciple of Jesus Christ.
这时候我们来看一看，耶稣门徒的反应。
In verse 4 it says.
第四节。
Then one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?"
第四节，有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大说。这香膏为什么不卖三十两银子周济穷人
Not only he was not touched by the example shown by Mary
不但他并没有被玛利亚的行为所感动
In fact he became so negative about what Mary had done
反而他对玛利亚所做的事感到非常的反感
In verse 6 he said because he was a man of greed he was a thief
在第六节说他是一个贪婪的人他是一个贼
And he had the money box
他常常带着钱囊
and he used to take what was put in it.
但是他会取其中所存的
His heart was not right.
他的心不正
That's why this good example cannot move, cannot touch him.
所以即使这么一个美好的榜样都没有办法感动他的心
Sometimes when we look at a good example in the church,
有时候我们看到教会有很多好的例子
Not only this example cannot touch us to serve God more.
不但这种例子没有办法激动我们来服侍神
Sometimes we just act like Judas.
反而我们常常就像犹大一样
we start criticizing.
我们开始会找人的麻烦
why?
我们会说你干嘛这样
why is it so? Sorry.
我们为什么会这样
because our heart is not pure.
因为我们的心不正
so I think it is very important for us to look into our heart.
所以我想我们需要好好的去省察自己的心
so that we can always remain a pure heart.Before God.
所以在神面前我们能长存纯正的心
No one can actually know our hearts 100%
没有其他的一个人能够百分之百了解我们的心
if we can come before God with a pure heart
如果我们能够持着纯正的心来到神的面前
Then we can be touched by the things that happen within the household of God
那我们就很容易的被在神的家中所发生的事来感动
Why don't we change ourselves?
我们为什么不改变自己
So that we can see all this good example in the church
使我们能够看到教会里这么多美好的见证
So that our heart can be touched
让我们的心能不断的被激励
So that we can continue to serve the Lord
并且不断的来服侍神
So may God continue to stir us up
求神继续不断的激动我们
Now we are going to pray
我们现在一起来祷告